quotations and conversations found in the Ramana Pictorial Souvenir 1967, all that an aspirant need know. If the mind becomes introverted through inquiry into the source of Aham Vritti, I thought, the vasanas become extinct. And in the absence of the reflecting medium, the phenomenon of reflection, namely the mind, also disappears, being absorbed into the light of the one reality, the heart. That is the sum and substance of all that an aspirant need know. Deluded into the belief, just as water in a pot reflects the enormous sun within the narrow limits of the pot, so the vasanas are latent tendencies of the mind of the individual, acting as the reflecting medium, catch the all-pervading infinite light of consciousness arising from the heart and manifest in the form of a reflection, the phenomenon called the mind. Seeing only this reflection, the Ajnani is deluded into the belief that he is a finite being, the Jiva. It never abandons you, devotee. Bhagavan, is it not indulgence in rhetoric when you say Karuna Purna Sudabdhe, ocean of nectar full of grace? Where is the grace when we see misery and suffering all over the world? Bhagavan, no, it is just plain, absolute truth. You must understand the nature of suffering. Is it not grace that it never abandons you? Even if you want it to, it will not. It is the Vastu. Consciousness is always self-consciousness. If you are conscious of anything, you are essentially conscious of yourself. Unself-conscious existence is a contradiction in terms. It is no existence at all. It is merely attributed existence, whereas true existence, the Sat, is not an attribute. It is the substance itself. It is the Vastu. Am I not earnest or fit for it? Devotee, Bhagavan, it is said that when Bhagavan's mother was in her last moments, Bhagavan placed one hand on her heart and another on her head and remained like that for a long time, and that this caused her final liberation. Why can't that not be done for me too? Bhagavan has no attachment to mother or kith or kin. Bhagavan, it happened, that is all. I did not have a thought or plan to do it. Somehow an idea flashed and it was executed. Devotee, am I not earnest or fit for it? Bhagavan, are you? Devotee, what was the process? Bhagavan, you see, birth experiences are mental. Thinking is also like that, depending on samskaras. Mother was made to undergo all her future births in that comparatively short time. Do some such thing for me. Devotee, Bhagavan, it is said that Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa put his palm on the head of Swami Vivekananda and that the latter had transcendental experience. Could you not do some such thing for me? Bhagavan smiled and said, yes, scriptures speak of such dikshas, initiations, and Hasta Diksha is one of them. But that too is a limitation. When a mighty river runs overflowing its banks, why divert it into a particular channel? Let all those who are thirsty drink to their heart's content and capacity. Good to break a coconut, offering a coconut and breaking it before a god is a time-honored custom widely observed. The late Lakshmi Ammal of Tiruchuri, who was a playmate of Bhagavan in his boyhood days, once stood before him and was struggling to tear the fibers from the coconut so that it could be broken. Sri Bhagavan asked her what she was doing. She said, "It is Vijayadashmi today, and I thought it good to break a coconut before Bhagavan." He took the coconut from her hands, cleared it of the fiber, and broke it before himself, while Lakshmi Ammal stood helplessly watching and amused. One must visualize the scene to appreciate the humor. There is food for thought also.